The last story in this week's parsha is the Yosef in jail interpreting the dreams of the Sar Mashkin and the Sar HaOfim. And we know that Yosef understood the deep meaning of the dreams and gave two very, very opposite interpretations, that the Sar Mashkin would be restored to all of his kavod, while the Sar HaOfim would be executed. And one can ask, what was it about the Sar Mashkin and the Sar HaOfim that led one of them to be pardoned and one of them to be executed? Why did one of them have this good dream, one of them had... They were both Sar of Paro, they both messed up. You know, why did they end up in such different fates? So I think that if you look at the dream they have, you know, on the one hand, the dream is a message from Hashem. On the other hand, you know, how I act in a dream reflects my personality. What is the big difference between the Sar Mashkin and the Sar HaOfim Lani Yazdati? Okay, what happens to them in the dream? That's a message from Hashem. What do they do? Says the Sar HaMashkin, V'inei gefen lefanoi, v'agefen shloshosar yigim, etc. The kos paro b'yodi, v'ekach z'anovim, v'eschad usamal kos paro, v'ateinus al kos agav paro. I saw grapes, I squeezed them, I made wine, I served the wine to Paro. Basically, he saw something in his dream, and he did something about it. He did something with it. What is the Sar? What the contrast? The Sar HaOfim says the Sar HaOfim. V'nei shlosha salecho riel roshi v'asal ha'yom mikol ma'achal paro ma'ase ofev v'ofo chelo saman asal miel roshi. I saw the birds eating them. Okay, he didn't. What did he do? Why didn't he chase away the birds? Why didn't he serve them to Paro instead of waiting for the birds to come? Sar Mashkim, he saw himself in a certain situation and he did something. The Sar HaOfim saw himself in a situation and let the situation happen to him. Even the very opening of their dreams, I think, is meduik, a different lashon. What did Sar HaMashkim say? Va'ere b'chalomi. I saw, I was looking. What did Sar HaOfim say? Af ani b'chalomi. I was in my chalom. I was in my chalom, and this is what happened to me. Sar HaMashkim says, I saw, I thought about what I could do. I looked at the world. If you could after your approach to the world, it reminds me of the story that Rabbi Sachs loved to tell about when he met the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, of course, he didn't give anyone any hanachot. He said, so what are you doing for the Jewish people? And Rabbi Sachs said to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, well, in the situation I find myself, you know, like, not much I could do. Said the Lubavitcher Rebbe interrupted him. He didn't usually interrupt people. He said, no, you don't find yourself in a situation. You make your situation, right? Meaning, you already started the sentence wrong. The situation I find myself, then already we know what the answer is going to be. If you create your situation, you put yourself, you mold your situation, then you can start doing something. And I think maybe that's a hidden lesson here in the Sar HaMashkin and Sar HaOfim, right? Maybe we're not getting prophetic dreams, but in real life, you know, do we look, what can I do? How can I, the Rav would say, right, man of destiny, what can I do to change my situation? What can I do to mold my situation? Or, to the capacity, what has the world done to me? I remember once I had a neighbor who was, I guess had a bit of a tough life, and would always ask me, why does God do this to me? Why does God do this to me? And maybe the answer is that as long as you ask, why does God do that to me, your life's not going to improve. If you ask, what can I do with this situation? What does God want me to do? Not what is God doing to me? Then all of a sudden, you have a very different life, okay? That's the whole point of the Rav's Kol Dodito fake. That's the whole point of what the Lubavitcher Rebbe told Rabbi Sachs. And maybe that's that's the point of Sar HaMashkin and Sar HaOfim. There'll be troubles in life. There'll be difficult situations. Sometimes all your plans might not work out. You might end up in jail instead of the king's court. But wherever you are, if you look to see what you can do in the situation, you can make the most out of it. If you just cry over what happens to you, then, unfortunately, there's no hope for improvement. May we all be zoche, take Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Rav's advice, and be more like the Sar HaMashkin.